Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, then blessed are you, for the Spirit of God rests upon you. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and his mother, his wife and his children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, then he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but he did not have the resources to finish." Or, what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for terms of peace. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. It's hard sometimes to know where we fit. I'm 10 years younger than my next sibling, so she and I are close as grown-ups, but as kids, we were literally worlds apart. Are the kids from your neighborhood or the kids from your school the ones you're closer to? Do you identify more with your spouse and your family at home or the friends that you've got at work? Do we try and spend more time at work to avoid being back at home? St. Martin de Porres knew an awful lot about not fitting in. He was what today we call biracial or mixed race. His father was white, Spaniard, and his mother was herself biracial. Her mother had been an African slave, and her father was an indigenous person, Native American. Nobody wanted him. For the white people, he was always one of the others. For the Indians, he was too black, and for the Africans, he was too Indian. He had no home, nobody who would claim him as theirs. He got himself at a medical school and was trained as a physician, but they wouldn't give him a license because he was black. So he turned to the church, thinking, surely the church will take care of me. Nope. They let him move into the monastery, but they wouldn't even let him make vows as a lay brother. For a long time, he was just like the creepy guy who wiped the floors. Eventually, kind of like you do when you're trying to work your way into a group, he hung around long enough, showed himself sincere enough, they let him make vows as a lay brother. Even though obviously bright and in many ways better educated than most of the priests, they wouldn't ordain him because of the color of his skin. Years later, his father, who had abandoned him when he was born, his father did intervene and try to get him ordained. And Martin refused on the grounds that until the law changed and it was legal for his brothers, his black brothers and his indigenous brothers to be ordained, it wasn't right that he would be. And he didn't let it make him bitter. Like, he was really prejudiced against his whole life. His whole life was upended. You had a guy smart enough to be a doctor who was literally working as the doorman of the church. And instead of getting angry, instead of becoming bitter or cruel, instead of constantly talking against his brothers, he recognized who his true brothers were. When the monastery where he lived went into debt, he offered to sell himself into slavery because he knew that he could be sold as a slave for the color of his skin, just to pay back the debt that the monastery owed to some very wicked creditors. He was willing to give of himself for his brothers, even if they weren't for him. The secret to Martin's holiness, though, and the lesson I want each one of us to get tonight is this. Saints make more saints. Holiness is contagious. It's not hereditary. It's passed on by the people we spend time with. The secret to Martin's success were not the priests that he was living with, who were mostly big jerks. Rather, it was another brother who likewise couldn't be ordained because of the color of his skin, living in another house across town. And a sister, whom everybody thought was a little bit crazy, because probably she was. They're both saints now too. Rose of Lima, Juan Macias. They worked the kind of jobs, maybe like a lot of our parents work, like my parents worked, that like you don't get time off. So the only time they had off all week was Sunday afternoon following Mass. And so they took that time together, the three of them. They go for hikes up in the mountains out south of town and then have picnics along the riverbank. Just the three of them together, hanging out, telling jokes and stories, singing songs, playing tricks on each other. And it made them saints. Can you too?